This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Jenna Bueller in the studio. She is a writer and local yoga instructor. She's been covering the subject of mindfulness for some time. First off, tell us a little bit about mindfulness. I mean, it's everywhere. Goldie Hawn talks about it. Kindergarten Classrooms talks about it. What is the craze of mindfulness?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Terry. It's an exciting time for mindfulness because big names in the medical industry, leaders in Alzheimer's disease and cancer research, are totally convinced that pills and surgeries are not the solution, and they're mobilizing a proactive health movement. You know, we're entering a new era of healthcare and what we once called alternative medicine, things like yoga, meditation, mindfulness. It's all becoming more mainstream now.
Well, how would someone use mindfulness and what could they use it for?
Mindfulness is the cultivation of awareness. So rather than zoning out, the goal is actually to zone in, to retrain the brain to fully absorb a moment, take the fullness of a flavor, the sound of a vowel, the smooth surface of a stone. I say retrain the brain because today the average attention span is 3 to 10 seconds, and that's not me speaking, that's Harvard. In an effort to demystify mindfulness, we're launching a workshop. It's a free 4-week series on yoga and mindfulness each Saturday, beginning July 12th at Downtown Yoga Sun Tree. Helping us to cultivate awareness is the Biscayne poet, Oscar Fuentes. He'll be visiting from Miami and serving in the capacity of both poet and sensory cultivation expert. We'll also be at the Friday Fest on July 11th to promote the event.
It's free and open to the public. It'll be on Saturdays starting on July 12th.
That's right.
And that's Downtown Yoga in Sun Tree. All right, so what do you see as the future for the mindfulness trend?
Well, today by nature, we're conditioned to operate on autopilot. From the moment we wake up, technology drives our every action and even our thought patterns. Technology is a great thing, but constant exposure permits certain quote-unquote muscles in the mind, the ones we use to focus, concentrate, and illuminate to, well, weaken. And it's not clear what the consequences are, but it's clear that mindfulness and meditation lead to the development of new neural networks and the production of chemicals that help us to feel good and adapt to stress, pain, and recover from trauma. Most Fortune 500 companies offer yoga to their employees. Time Magazine featured mindfulness in its January 2014 issue. And this is a health and wellness movement where baby boomers, the Facebook generation, and even kindergartners are on their mats side by side, participating in the basics of yoga and meditation. We're excited to share these benefits with the Space Coast. Join us for a free 4-week series on yoga and mindfulness each Saturday, beginning July 12th at the Downtown Yoga location in Sun Tree. No prior yoga or meditation experience is required. Anyone ages 9 to 99 is welcome.
Is there a website where they could get more information?
Absolutely. You can visit yogadowntownmelbourne.com. We also have a Facebook page. More information can be found on Brevard County Yoga Facebook page.
All right. Well, Jenna, this is very exciting. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me, Terry. It's great to be here.